Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and I thank you for once again being a part of the Light for Living listening audience. And it is a privilege, an honor to be able to speak with you. I thank you for giving us just this moment of time. And we know that you're very busy on this Sunday morning, prayerfully getting ready to go out to the house of the Lord, but you have chosen to listen. And for that, I do not take it for granted. And I pray that the time will be profitable each and every time that you park right here for these few minutes. And I trust you are having a good Sunday morning. And I know that the devil will do everything he can to mess up your Sunday morning, but you just remember the Lord is good. The Lord is in control. And don't allow any of life's circumstances to keep you from going to the house of God this Sunday morning. Now, with that being said, we understand there's some that can't. There's some that are physically unable to do so. You'd love to be. And for those, I pray that God will help you through the day. God will encourage you. But certainly for those that can, you need to be found faithful. If you're part of another Bible-believing church, I know that that pastor would say the same thing. And we certainly know what the Lord says about it. So just be in your appointed place, be expecting God to bless, and seek to be a blessing right there. And if you don't yet have that good church home, why don't you come out, be our guest this morning for the very first time here at the True Light Baptist Church. We're located at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Again, don't let the Alton part throw you. Just come from Highway 58, if that's the direction you're headed, and take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys. Go about 7.5 miles. You'll see the church on the left. We'll be just about a mile south of the Cluster Springs Elementary School. We'll be on the same side of the highway. And if you are listening from the North Carolina area, just cross the Virginia state line on 501 and look for us about 4.5 miles or so. You'll see the church on the right. And so you'll have no problem finding us. Church service this morning, Lord willing, is going to be at 11 o'clock. And then we do have our evening service at 6 and our midweek service. That's Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So come out. I promise you a very warm welcome will await you. And for those that cannot come, we encourage you to tune in to the live stream. Multiple ways that you can find us: True Light Baptist Church of Alton Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, the True Light Baptist Church of Alton YouTube channel. You can find us on the TLBCAlton.com website. And we just have put online the True Light Baptist Church application. And so you can find that. If you go on to Facebook, you'll see our posting there, how you can download the app. The live stream will be on that as well. So about every kind of way you can imagine, you can find us very, very easily. And just easier ways we're trying for you to connect with our church and us to be able to connect with you. All right, so come out. Promise you. I believe you'll be glad you did. I promise you, you will receive a warm welcome, and we'll expect God to bless in a powerful way. We're looking again at the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. We'll go ahead and read. It's 12 verses. We'll go ahead and read those verses once again. Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and that the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith, and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in the saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony of you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We were dealing last week on this thought. Paul, what are you thinking about? Paul, what's on your mind? And we dealt last week with Paul's mindset, his attitude concerning the church of Christ. What I mean by the church of Christ, I'm talking about those that are in the body of Christ, those that have been redeemed by His precious blood. Again, I ask you on this Sunday morning, it is a strong possibility that the largest portion of you that are listening are indeed saved. But probably crossing these airways, there's someone listening that has yet to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It all starts right there, dear friend. And if you do not know Christ, you may have gained in your mind everything in this world, but you'll lose it all. You'll lose your never-dying soul and spend an eternity apart from the love of God, apart from His presence, but spend it in a place which burneth with fire and brimstone. That's indeed not God's perfect will for your life. For He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He desires to save you. And He desires to save you right now. And with that desire, He certainly has the ability, for He paid the price. The price was His life. The price was His blood shed at Calvary. The price was Him bearing your sin in His own body. Then He died, indeed rose again by power, and He promised, with the same power in which He rose from the dead, with that same power, He can give you everlasting life. But you must receive it. You can't earn it. You cannot buy it. You must receive it. You must receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I urge you this Sunday morning, if you don't know Christ, get it settled right now. Tomorrow may be just one day too late. Bow your head and trust Him before you close your eyes in death. Now, we talked about Paul's attitude towards those that are saved, the church of Christ, and this particular church, the church at Thessalonica. He had some glowing words, and he knew that God was with them. God not only was with them, but He was working mightily through them, and it showed by their attitude towards one another. It showed by their attitude certainly towards their Savior. And then let me give you this for your consideration on this Sunday morning. I want you to think about Paul's attitude concerning the crowd that rejects Christ. We spoke just a moment ago about the necessity of being born again. And to understand, to die not knowing Christ means that you have rejected Christ, which is a horrible thing to do. I'm looking now in verse number 6 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels." There in verse number 7, he is telling these dear saints there at Thessalonica. They are evidently going through the battle. They're going through the fire. Paul tells them, gives them words of comfort to rest with Him. Paul was not trivializing what they were going through. Paul knew what it was like to go through great tribulation. Paul knew the God who gives grace through the tribulation. And we see in these verses that our Savior is indeed a just God. We see in these verses, first of all, that there will be payment on our behalf beyond measure. Again, look at these verses. "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense." That means to repay. To recompense tribulation to them that do what? The Bible says that trouble you. He's talking to the church. He's talking to those faithful saints. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. I see here in this payment that the saints of God will be vindicated. Yes, indeed, we're in the minority. We're thought of with disdain in this world. They think we're nuts. They think we're crazy. We've lost it. That we are the problem. That we're radicals. No, we're just followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says to those that were in Thessalonica, Paul is telling them, knowing what they were going through, he was giving them words of assurance, saying it's a righteous thing. It's nothing but right that God is going to recompense. He's going to repay tribulation to them, Paul said, that trouble you. So you say, preacher, I'm going through it. Preacher, I go to my place of work, my place of business, and I am in indeed the minority, and I'm standing up for the cause of Christ, but all I get from my coworkers is scorn. Just hold on. You say, God doesn't keep a record. Oh, are you sure about that? God keeps a very detailed, a perfect record. And according to the text, he is going to repay that faithful saint. Now let me share with you sometimes my problem. If you'll be honest, your problem. When times like that occur, we like to strike back. We like to vindicate ourselves, don't we? That's the flesh. But let's not excuse it. It's wrong. We know the verse, but let me give you this for your consideration. Romans chapter 12, verse number 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith whom? Saith the Lord. Bible says, give place unto wrath. So according to that text, that when I seek to vindicate myself, when you seek to vindicate yourself and to strike back or to get even in your mind, we are stealing from God what belongs to Him. And what belongs to Him is vengeance. God is keeping the record, and I assure you, as I'm assuring myself, God is far greater at taking care of it than I could ever. I usually will make a large mess, and you do as well. Paul is telling them that there's going to be a time that God is going to rain down righteous judgment on them that trouble, that persecute you. Just hang on, child of God. Just don't get less fervent. Get more fervent, and just understand that when it's all said and done, the Savior is going to be on the throne. The saints are going to be rejoicing. We are on the winning side, and payday is coming to those that trouble you. No matter if you seem like you're in the minority right now, just hold on. Just be faithful. God's not finished yet. So the saints will be vindicated, and indeed, the score is going to be settled. Verse number 8, the Bible says, in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. If I read my Bible correctly as I have it before me in verse number 8, the Bible says he's coming in flaming fire to take vengeance on them that know not God. Oh, for those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you may scoff at it now. You may think it's funny now. The media and the entertainment world may make a joke of it right now, but they'll not joke when they stand before God. And God has extended mercy throughout their life. But when it comes to that final rejection, their time of mercy and grace shall be no more. It will be pure justice. It will be vengeance. And for the saints of God, there's going to be some vengeance on your behalf. Take comfort in the fact that God's on the throne. You just stay faithful, stay fervent. Words may come, words may go, but God's still faithful. You just stay true to Him. God's going to settle the score. We'll continue and conclude the thought next week. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Hope to see you at the True Light Baptist Church, even this morning. May the Lord bless you.